say none. Your awesome power in all the earth. Let darkness tremble at your name. Why do the nations rage when the king is on his throne?
Tom Jones, and welcome to my program, Wake Up.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous reign.
What a great song, Glory to God in the Highest by Phil Wickham. I sure love his music. I want to take a moment to, I pray that all of you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We sure have plenty in America and a lot to be grateful for. You know, I was having my fuse panel in my home had to be replaced. Some lights were flickering. When the air conditioner would come on, it would click, click, click. And so I got a couple estimates and, we need a new air conditioner. And they said, you know, they can't hook up a new air conditioner with the old circuit panel. It's it was going bad. Long story short, it was going bad. So they had to do a permit. I got a company to come in, and a gentleman was just very, very professional. And he was from Cuba. And he was sharing me a story about how his father and family left at 1 o'clock in the morning many, many years ago to escape Cuba and to come to America. And as they were traveling in a rickety old boat, I don't know what you describe it, Danny. I don't know a lot about boats, but it was just rickety, I guess, falling apart, and that's all they could find. They got on the boat trying to get to America, and the father fell off. Thought they were going to lose the father, and the gentleman jumped off to try to get his father, and they brought him back on the little boat. Make a long story short, they made it to America. And, you know, he was so desperate, he and his family, to come to America. We're free. We're the land of the free and the brave. Freedom is not free, though. Many men and women have paid a heavy price for allowing us to live in this great country of ours. When he shared his story, I had tears streaming down my face, how they finally made it to America. They didn't think they were going to make it, but the Lord provided a way for them to get here. And Thanksgiving, I was so grateful. Even at my church, I had mentioned, we had a Thanksgiving service the night before Thanksgiving. And they asked, what are we grateful for? And, you know, on my heart, I had shared his story, and I'm so grateful for the freedom that we have here in America. And my prayer is, in Jesus' name, that it is never taken away from us. That freedom will be never taken away from us, in Jesus' name. And I'm so grateful that we live in a country that, you know, you can become anything you want. You can't tell me that you live in poverty. You know, I lived in poverty, and there was no hope for me. My mom died, my dad left, and, you know, I pulled my bootstraps up as a young little fella, and I went to work and cut grass, shoveled snow. I made my sister make pot holders, and I go door-to-door to sell them. This, saints of God, is America. And whatever you are called to do, whatever the gift that God has called you in your life to do, you know what? Just do it. Just do it. God will make a way. It may be a little tough and rough. You know, for years and years, my sister didn't have water. We had to borrow water from a neighbor. Many winters, we didn't have heat in the house. And, you know, my dad took off, and we made it. And you know, a lot of you say, well, there's no hope for me. But there is hope. Hope is in Christ. You know, our security and our identity will never come from anything in this world, our job, our degrees, our titles, our cars that we drive, big yachts that we might have. Our identity will never come from any of that stuff. Our identity will be found by knowing Jesus as our Lord and Savior, you know? And he said, I came to give you life, and I came to give it to you abundantly. I'm sort of getting off track again in my message. But I'm grateful for the freedom that we have in this country, the freedom that you have, and your choice to say, you know, this is what I feel led and called to do with my life. Some of you have had dream killers to tell you you can't do it. And Lord knows I have. You know, I've had many people say you're not going to make it. You're poor. That's your destiny is poverty. You're not smart enough. You know, sometimes we got to shake that stuff off, folks. You have to shake some things that people have spoken over your life. You have to shake those things off. You know, if someone's giving you a bad word, you know, don't let those words that someone spoke into your life take root in your life. I really believe, you know, I had to go back and curse some of those words that people in Jesus' name have spoken, that, oh, Tom, you're not going to amount to anything. Oh, you can't have this, and your destiny is going to be poverty. what does Jesus say about all this? He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life? What do you have to be thankful for this Thanksgiving? Not only Thanksgiving, is the one day we give thanks? No, we're to give thanks, Danny, 365 days of the year. 365 days, thanks to God. You know, are we grumbling every day? You know, are we murmuring and complaining and griping and picking and backbiting and stabbing one another in the back? When Hebrews 3:13 tells us, you know, we are to encourage one another daily. What a day is still called a day. Well, I just want to take a few minutes to thank 91.5, Kim, Pastor Paul, Danny here at the studio helping me with the controls and the music and his patience with me. I want to thank you, Danny. I want to thank 91.5. There's a lot to be grateful for. You know, the people that God brings into your life, and they're for a reason. Sometimes people are brought into your life for a season. And there are people that God brings into your life for a lifetime. Remember that, saints of God. You know, some people will come and go. Sometimes the Lord will weep people out of your life. And whatever you're called to do, you know, I'm here to tell you, just do it. The Lord's here to tell you, just do it. Because the Word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Is some things? I can do some things through Christ? No, it says all things. So no matter what you're going through, you know, no matter what tragedy has happened in your life, if your husband left, your wife left, your finances are bad, no matter if you've lost your job, you can turn to Jesus. Because the Word says, the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous availeth little? No, it said much. It's as much. Are we praying? I'm really getting off track a little bit. Basically, I just want to say thanks to each and every one of you that listen, not only to me, but the many other great pastors that 91.5 has on. And I encourage all of you to, you know, to wake up. That's the purpose of my program, is that we wake up to hear the essence of Jesus' heartbeat, which, guess what? It beats people, people, people. It doesn't beat things, things, and homes, and mansions, and this. I'm not against all that stuff, not at all. But, you know, I believe we need to live a modest life. And as Jesus said, much is given, much is required. And you know, Lord, wake us up. Wake me up. Especially wake my wallet up and my checkbook up. And He'll do it. He'll do it. If you just listen to Him and get closer to Him, He's going to tell you that you're to put your hand to. He's going to one that's going to give you the desires of your heart. You know, whatever your passion in life is, you know, we're all called. We're all called. You can call and disagree with me, but I believe every single person is called to do something. We're not called just to sit around and, you know, God, give me, and bless me and play Jesus like a slot machine and hope three cherries show up and bingo, I just won the lottery. You know, no. We're called to do something. Get up and do something. Even if you're in pain, you know, no matter what it is, just keep persevering. My sister made potholders to wear her. I'm being honest with you. I kept buying the wool for her at Woolworths years ago. And she kept making potholders, and I went door to door to sell them. Shoveled snow for driveways, and cut people's grass. Sowed flower seeds, and people would open the door and say, "Now, what are you selling, Tom?" You know. But God will give you the desires of your heart, and so no matter what you're going through, do not give up. And I really believe the greatest battles that can ever be won are on our knees. I shared that with a precious sister last night, Lisa. I shared that the greatest battles that can ever be won in our life, and the Lord reminds me of this, is on our knees. Because the scriptures tell us the fervent and effectual prayer of the righteous availeth little. No, said much. We just need to be praying. Well, I'm thankful for 91.5, Danny. Again, I'm thankful for you, your patience with me. You know, sometimes I come in here and I have it all written out, and then the Lord says, no, that's not what, Holy Spirit touches my heart and says, that's what you wanted to give, but that's not what I wanted to give. You know, I just went in a store the other day, and all I wanted to get was a Christmas bow for my light post out in the front yard. I always like a ribbon at Christmas time on my lamppost. The other one wore out. And so I said, Lord, help me find a bow. I go in this store. It's a craft store in Vieira. All of a sudden, a lady slams her cart in the back of me, and that hurt. You know, that I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, excuse me. You know, I was trying to be nice about it. And, you know, then I asked the lady that worked there, I said, I'm not picking on that store by no means, but I asked a lady, I said, where are your bows at? where are your bows? I need to find a bow. I couldn't find one. Everybody's putting their shopping carts into me. One lady yelled at me to get out of the way. And I said, well, I'm trying to, if you let me, you know, and then the lady at the store yells at me and says, I don't know where they are, down there somewhere. If you could find it, if you can't find them, we don't have them. I'm thinking, Lord, I got to get out of here. You know, come on, folks. Don't get all serious around the holidays and get stressed out and shove your cart into someone else. You know, let's be a blessing. Let's be a blessing. Let's be thankful for what we have and enjoy this journey on the way of where Jesus has taken you and I. So I want to be thankful again for Danny here at 91.5. Kim, thank you for the radio station. Pastor Paul, thank you. All of you here at the station, I want to say, humbly come and say thank you. Also want to thank Mark and Mary. They had us over for Thanksgiving, and they probably got tired of me rattling on. But anyway, what a blessing. And Mary, Mark, you both are great cooks. I think that's the best Thanksgiving dinner, besides my wife, I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, they made cranberries like I've never had in my entire life. I got to get the recipe. Now, listen, you're listening to a guy that doesn't even know how to cook, and I'm wanting a recipe from someone. Yeah, but those were the best turkey. I carved the turkey. The cranberries, I don't think Mark would mind. I think he used one cup of water. I guess it's okay to share all this, isn't it, Danny? I'm not sure. So one cup of water. 3 cups of cranberries and 1/2 cup of sugar. And then I guess you boil it. I'm not sure. But anyway, the secret of all this was cutting an orange, half of it, putting half of an orange in the sauce, mixing it all together. I tell you what, that's the best cranberry sauce I think I've ever had in my entire life. So Mark and Mary, thank you for having Sue and I over. Thank you for supporting me too on 91.5. There's so much to be grateful for, and we truly are grateful for you. The hospitality you displayed to my wife and I, the music we listened to, the talks we had, they were so much fun. We do truly have a lot to be grateful for. I spoke to Lisa and Mike, and I rejoice with you both on what the Lord is doing, touching Mike. And, you know, God still heals. Sometimes it takes a while, y'all. You know, when you ask the Lord for something, sometimes it doesn't always come when we want it. God has a timing for things, and his time's not ours. And we have to patiently wait upon him as we call upon him. He said, I'd show you great and mighty things, which we know us not of. So, Mark and Mary, thank you again. I thank you for believing in me on the radio. Your love for Sue and I. Because my wife doesn't hardly have a family, and I don't have too much of a family anymore. But, you know, God provides people into our lives to help us, to encourage us, to help us along this journey on the way of where we're going for Jesus. You know, we all can't do it alone, you know. We need other people to gather around, and it's not a one-man show, folks. It's not. It's not a one-man show. It takes all of us to corporately come together to work with one another. I mean, the arm needs the legs and my ears, but it's all on one body. And I believe that's what happens when the body of Christ gets together. You know, one person might have a word of encouragement for you. One person might have a scripture for you. A pastor will have a dynamic word, a message for you. A missionary will come into town and stir your heart and, man, I've had missionaries come to our church, and I'm telling you, they have so stirred me, you wouldn't believe it. And I've been a missionary, so I understand some of their stories, and it's just touching. What are you called to do? What are you called to do? And if you don't know, you just ask Jesus, and he'll show you what you need to do. So I just want to play another song. This is for Mark McHale. Let me try to set it up for you. I love Christmas music. Be a little patient with me as I set this up. And Mark McHale, this is for you if I can get it going. Let's see, it's going to take me a minute. Still trying to figure all this out. This technology today is so different. Here we go, Mark. Beautiful Christmas song that is. I'm just beginning to Mark shared that song. It's from Al Divo Christmas. They're a group. I think they're Italian. I'm not quite sure, Mark, but started to listen to some of their music, and it's truly, truly outstanding. I want to play one more song before I share the word of God with you. And I found it yesterday, and I really, really enjoyed it. So it might take me a minute to get it. So if you be patient with me. I'm trying to learn all this new technology stuff. It's challenging. I'm not always good at technology. There's a lot of things I'm not good at. Cooking. That the technology, I think my business partner, he gets real aggravated with me because I can mess things up on the computer. But you know what? I know the word. St. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, you know, we're all gifted, folks. We're all gifted in different areas. You know, what Danny can do, I can't do. And what I can do, Danny can't do. You know, we're all to complement, just like the body, the legs, the arms, the ears, the nose, the mouth. We are corporately coming together to accomplish something, and no one gets the glory. That's just it. You know, if it's a one-man show, then that one man's going to get all the glory. We've got too many, you know, evangelists running around thinking it's all about them. Give me, give me, give me, and I can get my $70 million jet, and I'm not even going to go there. But it's about people. It's about leading people to Jesus. It's all about Jesus and what Jesus wants to do for you. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. And that's the assurance. I want to play this song. I might start it back from the beginning. You're going to really enjoy this song. Jesus, you can sing it. Start singing it if you know it. Yes, worthy is his name. Yes, it went to a commercial, and that's the part I don't like. So it's going to interrupt it just a little bit. Hopefully it'll pick back up with the music. I'm trying to do something new where I won't have these commercials interrupting my music. I think Paul's going to get me on Apple Tunes. So I'll play that song next week. My business partner is going to get me Apple Tunes. So then I won't have any commercials interrupting my music whatsoever. So I apologize for that, but that is a beautiful song. It's a good worship song. Worthy is his name. Indeed, worthy is his name. My message this morning is found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. So do not fear. Do not fear. Wow. How many times is that written in the Word of God? I believe fear is found. I could ask Pastor Paul this one, Danny. I think it says fear not 365 times in the Word of God, which is one time, you know, each day. Don't fear. Fear not. Fear not. So in Isaiah 41, verse 10, it says, do not fear, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's a whole sermon in itself right there. Do not fear, for he said, I am with you. And don't be dismayed, for I am your God. You know, we can get distracted, not only in the holidays, but, you know, just waking up in the morning, you get out there on the road, and or someone comes into your life and says something negative to you, and you get so dismayed, so discouraged. But remember, he said, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. How many of you need to be strengthened? I know I do. Each and every day, I do. My body needs to be strengthened. My financial life needs to be straightened, and my spiritual life. And I need help there to be strengthened my life. And I think he's creating us, Jesus, to become dependent on him each and every day. Each and every day, folks. Each and every day. You know, some of you are so dependent. I just took my wife somewhere a week ago, and I sat in that little restaurant, and I noticed there was a guy on his phone. And I'm not picking on people, and I'm not here to be critical. And then the wife was on the phone, and then the kids were on the phone. And I thought, well, So the whole time in the course of the dinner, they were all on their phones, and no one was communicating. And I thought, wow, that's how sad. You can't spend time. You're going to take your wife out to lunch or a dinner, and you don't even have the courtesy to put that phone away to talk to your spouse or your children. And how sad that is. The Lord said, I'll help you. And I think a lot of us need help. I think a lot of us need our body strengthened, our mind strengthened, our heart strengthened, our lungs strengthened, our legs strengthened, our spiritual life strengthened, our finances straightened out. And that's a topic, you know, that's to my heart. Because if anyone's ever made a mess, if you want to lose money, you just give it to me and I'll lose it. I'm good at losing money in the stock market. And I'm just going to be upfront and honest with you all. That's an area where Jesus needs to really strengthen us in. Because I believe we need to be spiritually fit spiritually. We need to be fit spiritually, financially, and physically fit physically. And if any one of those three are out of whack, are we going to live this abundant life that Jesus called us to live in? You know, and we're going to have trouble. You know, we're going to have trouble. I go to Publix and I bumped into the lady and I didn't know who she was. I said, oh, we can do it with all those lottery tickets if you win. She said, well, I'm going to start giving. I thought, what? And she said, Tom, it's me. And here she had all these lottery tickets. Listen, don't wait for the lottery. You know, whatever you put your hand to, Jesus said, I'll bless it. Put your hand to something. Y'all not putting your hand to. Get off that couch and quit eating those potato chips. And let's have Jesus to stir you up. Come on, you have gifts and talents in your life. Start using them. You know, well, I never had an opportunity to go to college. Yeah, you know, most of the colleges are ruining anyway, so I'm not going to go there. You know, I thank God for colleges, but some of them can mess you up, you know. I'm sorry to tell you that. Whatever it is you're called to do, Jesus will make a way. Whether, you know, a technical school, that's what I went to, a technical school for a landscape architect. And then I got to work with an architect for a year, and then I went in the military. Let me tell you what, whatever your gift is, God says, your gift will make a way. You won't make a way, so quit pushing that door down trying to advertise yourself. Your gift in you will make a way. You know, some of you are trying to promote yourself. Quit doing that. You know, promote Jesus. And enjoy the journey on the way or where you're going. But, you know, don't fear. And I think that's the greatest thing that in Isaiah, that do not fear. And you know what fear, you know what the purpose of fear is? It's here to paralyze us. It's here to paralyze you and stop you from following Jesus. It's going to stop you from pursuing your dreams because other dream killers come in and say you can't make it. You know, you can't do it. And but you can do it. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ. And Paul was talking about sufferings that we go through, that he'll get us through those sufferings. But Jesus will get us through. He said, for I am with you. So if you don't know what your gift is, if you don't know what you're called to do in this life, and it's not just to sit around on the couch watching TV all day eating potato chips, you know, and I'm picking on you, but get off that couch and go do something. You know, you're probably going to say, Tom, you got a critical spirit today. No, I want you to be on fire for Jesus. I want you to be so red hot for Jesus that you're not going to miss divine opportunities to be a blessing to the people that God, Jesus wants you to be a blessing to. Let's start hearing his heart, which beats people, people, people. His heart doesn't beat money, 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 mansions, 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 cars, cars, cars. Look, all that stuff's nice, but that's not, you know, Proverbs says better where there is little. Listen to this. Proverbs says better where there is little, where love dwells, than plenty where hate abounds. You know, you can have plenty, and your wife can be in one side of the mansion, you can be on the other side, and you don't, better where there is little, where love dwells, than plenty where hate abounds. You know, money is not the root of all evil. I don't want to bring that up. It's a love of money that's the root of all evil. It's the love of it. My wife just sent me something. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So true, sweetheart. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Absolutely. So true. You know, what is prosperity? You know, we talk about, well, if I can just have this and write this book and get my church built up to, you know, and build a $40 million church and I can have a $70 million jet. And that's not what prosperity is, folks. It is not what prosperity. That's not, you know, looking good and talking good. You know, don't be just a hearer of the word, it says, but be a doer of the word. Prosperity is intimately knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's prosperity. When I went to Haiti, they had nothing. Those people didn't even have a Chick-fil-A down there. I couldn't even believe it. They didn't have a McDonald's. They didn't have a Burger King. You know, I was starting to see visions of Arches when I was down there, and it wasn't a McDonald's around town. They didn't even have Publix, folks. They had nothing. Their supermarket, they didn't even have a supermarket. They had a little building, and that was a store. And hopefully you got what you paid for, and the gas was in a little half gallon, and hopefully it wasn't water, and your milk was not watered down. But yet, when I went to some church services with them, some of the people I was around had half, they had one leg, maybe one arm from the earthquake that all the concrete fell on them. And I think there's 62,000 people, you can look it up, missing legs and arms in Haiti. And it's sad, but they were so prosperous and loving Jesus. I never went to a worship service in my entire life like that. I had the orphan kids. I had one little boy called Pina, and he was a premature kid, little baby, and I was holding him. And when they said pray, his little tiny head went down. He bowed his head, and then when they worshiped, he had his little hand going up. And I thought, my goodness, they're having church. You know, they're having church. I tell you, it's time now that we fall deeper in love with Jesus. You're going to say, well, Tom, you're just a religious fanatic. You know, No. No, we just need to draw near to him. As his word says, I will draw near to you. Remember, don't fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you, I will strengthen you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that's the assurance that you and I have, that this life, that he said he came to give it us life. And life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life? Are you just concentrating on the bigness of your problems? You know, the bigness of your problems are the bigness and greatness of God. You know, well, Lord, I don't have this. And Lord, I don't have this big home. And Lord, I'm wanting that car now. And I want, and there's nothing wrong with things. And I'm not against church buildings. I'm not. But I believe we need to keep in mind that we need to be building people. We need to be building people. Not buildings and jetliners and all that stuff. We need to be after who Jesus was after, and that's people. He went to the cross to shed his precious blood that you and I might have life. And what? Life more abundantly. That's what life is about. And when you know him, he may call you to do something. It may not be going to the mission field. It may be teaching at your church. It may be just, who knows, encouraging God's people. That's truly needed, you know. Everybody's going around discouraging one another. Oh, well, this is a hard times we're living in. And yes, it is. I agree with you, and I'm not overlooking that times haven't been tough for people. Yes, they have been. You know, inflation's still raising its head a little bit, and they're trying to argue if interest rates should come down more. We've got $38 trillion we're in debt. And when we were at $32 trillion, I heard an analyst say, he was a mathematician. When the deficit was $32 trillion, he said it will take, how did he say it? If we paid that deficit off at $32 trillion with no interest, if it was interest-free and we started paying that deficit off, it would take 1 million an hour for 3,329 years to pay that back. Lord, saints of God, we're in a mess. And I'm not getting on the government. I'm not trying to be political here, but we're in a mess. And so don't put your trust and confidence in any gold that you've bought, silver that you've bought, stocks that you've bought, your home. Don't put your trust and confidence in anyone but Jesus. Nothing wrong with having stuff and being a good steward, because we all need to be a good steward. We do. Because remember, the Bible said that much is given, much is required. And you need to take the talent and the gift that God has given you and wake you up. If you don't know what that is, Lord, just wake us up. Wake us up. What is it that we're supposed to do? What is it that we're supposed to do? You know, you'll be surprised with the Lord. He might have you on TV. He might have you on the radio. He might have you at church doing something. But remember one thing. You know, you don't have the nail marks on your hand. He does. And he does not share his glory with no man. So don't get caught up and say, look at me and look what I'm doing. Look at my ministry. Look what I have and look what God's prospering. You just keep looking to Jesus. And you keep giving him all the praise, the glory, the honor. And don't forget to thank him. Don't forget to thank him. And my wife texts me again. You know, I tried to get her on the radio. I think she's more anointed than I am, Danny. I need to get her on. She said, peace I leave with you. This is a good one. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. That is another sermon in itself. Peace I leave with you. His peace. the world can offer you this and marijuana and drugs and, you know, money and all of that stuff. That's not going to bring you peace. You may think it is. It's not. Only the peace is found in Christ. It's found in Christ. Lord, set us all on fire for you. You know, let us go be that light into the dark places you've called us to be. And I want to read that again. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. You're not going to find peace in, well, if I can get that next big Mercedes or if I can get that next big mansion. And, you know, I'm not downing people living in those homes at all because they've worked hard and, you know, fine. I think people in ministry should live modestly. They should live modestly. It said, do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. His peace, saints of God, that we need. That's why draw nearer to him. And he said, I will draw nearer to you. His peace. Peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but I give to you. That's so important. That's so very important that we stay close to him and not get caught up into the world, you know, get caught up in the world, you know, but get closer to Jesus. Because he said, peace I give unto thee. And that's my message today. And there's another scripture in Isaiah I had. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Because he trusts you. Wow. Perfect peace is his whose mind is stayed on Jesus. I don't know about you. Sometimes I get my mind wandering like in that craft store. You know, the lady pushed a cart in my back and it hurt. Then another lady yelled at me. And another lady said, get out of my way and ask for help. And she said, go down there. If they have, we have them. Come on, folks. You know, my mind started wandering. I thought I got in a little grumpy mood and I said, Lord, you got to get me out of here because if I stay in here, I'm going to blow up. You know, my flesh is going to come out, you know. Well, that's the truth, Danny. That's the truth. My flesh is going to come out. He's, you know, who was it that said in the word of God, you know, I must decrease. I think Paul said this. We must decrease that Jesus can increase. You know, are you letting him increase? Are you decreasing that he can increase in your life? Or is your flesh increasing? If your flesh increases like mine in that craft store, you're going to get flesh results. You want God results, folks. You want to be walking with Jesus, getting God results. And that's true. You need God results. And we need to have the Lord help us with our bodies. I'm trying to. Lord knows I'm trying to get my body back in shape. I just dusted my bike off and filled up the tires and said, Lord, put me back on that racing bike. I love racing my bike. Get me going again. Get me back in shape. And then get me back in shape spiritually because I'm a little dusty. You know, one of my Bibles I had to dust off the other day. That's the one my wife bought me, and I'm supposed to be using it, and yet I'm using this whole Bible that half the pages are gone. I don't know. It's like an old shoe. You don't want to get rid of it. But I know eventually I'm going to get rid of this, put this Bible aside and start using the new one. And then financially, ask the Lord to get you fine folks in shape financially. You know, and he'll give you a way to get out of debt. You know, remember, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, I shall not want. Don't be in want for everything. You know, those people in the craft store, they had their cars loaded up. Nothing wrong with Christmas stuff. I love Christmas stuff, Christmas decorations and all that stuff. But once the point you're running your cart into somebody wanting to kill them, you know, that's a different story, you know. And Christmas is a joyful time. And, you know, be careful with your credit cards. Don't run them up where you can't pay them off and you're charging, the world's getting all that interest from you. You know, the word says that we're to be the head, not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, you know. And I'm going to ask my wife for something for Christmas. And I love Larry Burkett. And Larry Burkett was a financial advisor to the Christians. And I think we have a problem in the land with money, especially the church. I'm not picking on any churches, and I don't you dare get me wrong. I love church. I love pastors. I love missionaries. You know, when they have a missionary, I'm almost the first one there at the church. And but we have an issue with money in our country. You know, the church. The church is in debt. A lot of God's people are in debt. And I want to work on helping a lot of you get out of debt, you know. And so there's a book by Larry Burkett that I'd like to get and start reading it and start giving you all bits and pieces of how to get you guys out of debt, guys, ladies and gentlemen, out of debt. and to become, as the Bible said, the head, not the tail, the lender, not the borrower, so that you're not indebted to the world, that every dollar coming in is not the world's money, that you're not paying 29%. You know, you're not paying 29% to the world when you can be given more to God's work. Now, think of that one. You know, think of that one. You know, the radio stations are struggling. Come on now. You know, some of your pastors need some help. Some of your churches are falling. You know, my church has all kinds of issues. It flooded not too long ago. Water came in one room and started going in another room. And, you know, your church needs help. How can we be a part of many ministries for Jesus if we're in debt? You know, if we're in debt. And God's, I believe in the days to come, the Lord's going to challenge us, because we are in the end. And in this end time is going to take a lot of money. I don't want to owe the world, and I don't owe the world. My wife and I, we worked on becoming debt-free. And later on, I want to teach you all how to become debt-free and not be a slave to the world. Now, of course, you have to have a mortgage and you have to pay rent. I'm not against those things, but I believe God wants us not to owe any man anything, because then every dollar coming in is your dollar. And you could put it, you know, maybe save up enough where you could buy one share of Apple, or one share of Microsoft, or the Lord may be leading you to buy a company like General Electric, and then you just hold on to those quality stocks for a while, and because I believe to much is given, much is required. But I see a lot of people, especially in the churches, you know, they don't give because they're grossly in debt, and that shouldn't happen. That shouldn't be. And I was there once, and I asked the Lord, please make a way for escape. Let me get out of debt, because, you know, I messed up in my life, and I'm just being transparent and honest. I made a couple of bad investments, and then I got a bad broker, and he made some bad investments. So it's almost like I'm getting back on my feet again, and the Lord's helped me to do that. But we are called to be that blessing. So when a missionary does come to your church, you'll be able to give. You'll be able to say that gentleman needs help, because there is a hurting world out there, folks. And, you know, God's army, it takes, and I don't mean to get into this to manipulate any one of you in any way, but it takes a lot of money to run a radio station. It takes a lot of money to run a radio. It doesn't run itself. 91.5 needs your help. So if you want to give to 91.5, please call in. It's okay, Danny, if I give them the number, 632-1000. And pledge. There are some things here that they need. There are some things I need, and I'm not going to tell you. You know, because one time I had an attorney call me in the mission field, and he said, the Lord woke me up, and it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said, oh, Mike, good morning. He said, he could tell I just woke up, and he said, oh, that's right, there's a 6-hour difference. I said, that's okay. He said, the Lord told me that you need something. I said, oh, how'd you know? He said, yeah, my wife and I have been praying for you, and he's attorney in Louisville, Kentucky. And I said, well, Mike, if the Lord showed you that I had a need, then I don't need to tell you what that need is. The Lord will show it to you. And so there are a lot of needs out there. And we, the body of Christ, in these last days that we're in, need to be really a part of many ministries to come. One of the things Larry Burkett said, and I used to listen to him a lot, he passed away, I have to look it up. 2000, 2005, 2006, I can't remember. One of his last messages that I heard, he said, you know, the giving and the churches have gone down. And this was in the year 2000, early 2000s, when he shared this story. He said, the giving has gone down. And most all the churches, when I speak or wherever I go, the attendance is down, the giving's down. He said, if this trend continues, because all the people that were on fire for Jesus, not to say you're not on fire for Jesus, that those of you that are listening, but there's generals and people of God that really took the word of God seriously. And when they went to church, they tithed, they gave to missions, they gave to other ministries. Larry Burkett said those people are dying off, those good Christians that took the gospel serious. He said, if this trend continues by the year 2010, he said it will take 20 Christians to give what the one Christian gave. Now, that was 2010. He didn't live to see 2010. Now we're in year 2025, and I think you can double that from 20 people to 40 people. So, you know, what the one Christian used to give, it's now going to take 40 Christians to make up for what the one Christian gave. That's terrible. You know why? Because everybody's in debt. And the Lord doesn't want you in debt. So maybe if I get that book, it's by Larry Burkett, and I'm going to still talk about Jesus, but I believe that we need to get in shape financially, and myself included. I'm pointing the finger at Tom, but I worked on getting out of debt, and it wasn't easy. It's like losing weight, you know? Boy, well, I could talk on that one for a while. I got a few pounds to lose, but Lord help me. The Lord's the only one that can. Me too, Danny. Me too. I got to lose this. Never mind. We won't go there. On. Maybe I can get on Meal a Deal or Jenny Craig's. The Lord will help me. Just get that racing bike going. So anyway, I just have I want to still have a heart to encourage you to draw near to Jesus. But one of the things that's bothering me in the church is no one's giving anymore. And it's not none of my business if you give or not, you know. But I want you to be able to have plenty of money. That it's nothing wrong with money. Someone told me, oh, the love of money is the money is a root of all evil. I said, no, it isn't. It is not. It's the love of money. If you start loving it and loving it and loving it, you're not going to let go of it. Why is money called currency? Because a current has to flow. You dam up a river, you dam up a creek, and it's going to get stagnant and stink. Yeah, that's the truth. You dam up a lake, dam up a river, you keep it clogged where it can't flow, and it's going to stink. And, you know, I hate to say this, but some of us out there, I'm not saying stinky, but we need to be generous in our giving to the things and the work of God. And if we become stingy, guess what? We stink. I'm sorry to say that, you know, and people can smell it all around you, you know, and that's the word says that much is given, much is required. And that's why, you know, I really feel in my heart that Christians need to become better stewards with the money that God gives them. And me included, I'm not exempt, saints of God, me included. Lord, help me with my life physically, spiritually, and financially. If any one of those are out of whack, when Jesus calls you to do something, how are you going to do it if you don't have any money and you're broke and you owe the world? You know, and this is not a bless me gospel. It's not a prosperity gospel. You know, Jesus set the disciples out and they didn't have anything. They didn't have anything. They just trusted Jesus. But what I'm saying is, you know, I believe in my heart that a lot of God's people are sinking into debt. And I want to encourage you and show you how to get out of debt, and that you can give more to your church. You can give more to ministries. And in these end time days that we live in, it's going to take a tremendous amount of money. We need to keep 91.5 on the air. We need to keep it on. That believe they still need that tower, Danny. And there's things in the radio station they need. And we just need to say, you know, Lord, show me a way that I can become parts. What I'm basically trying to say is parts of many ministries to come. His word says, prove me. That's the only time in the word of God you can prove him with your money. He said, prove me. You know, your mind will tell you don't give, you know, but your heart will say give. And if you're financially independent, the Lord can minister to you and say, this person needs a little help, or this ministry needs some help. And you'll freely be able to give, and yet you'll still be comfortable to live the life that you want to live. But we need to get in the habit of exercising our giving, giving our time, our resources, and just be that blessing that he's called us to be. And so my program's just about up. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm not picking on anyone, stepping on anyone's toes. I just want the church to rise up now to be that blessing that Jesus has called them to be, to get on fire for Jesus. And whatever he tells you to do, just do it. But when you're bogged down in debt, it can weigh you down and you can't be a blessing to hardly anyone. Can't even be a blessing to your family if we're straddled in debt. So I want to help you all get out of debt and be that blessing he's called you to be. How much longer do I have, Danny? 1 minute? And so God bless you. Hope you enjoyed the program. I didn't mean to rattle on, but I need to be shaken in my own life. This message is not only for you all, it ministers to me as well. Well, until next week, may God richly bless you. Stay awake. And I pray that wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. God richly bless you all. And until next week, I'll be back on. I think I'm on Fridays, Danny. Friday at 4:00? Is it 4:00? Yeah, I keep forgetting that. 4 o'clock Friday. And I hope you're enjoying the program. I don't come here to step on anyone's feet. I come here to be a blessing to each and every one of you, to stir you up so that you can go into the darkness and be that great light that he's called you to be. And so until next week, I hope you enjoy my program. Don't forget, I'm on tomorrow. If you missed most of the program today, you can catch it tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And remember, stay awake, and God bless, richly bless you all.
You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.